Lol.
Okay, maybe only one of us have the mic on.
Yeah, it sounds like a good... Wait, can you guys hear me from here? Do I need to go closer?
I don't know. If you can hear Shizu from across the room, wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. Oh, wait. Thumbs up. Apparently they can.
Oh.
Hello.
Why? What was that?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, guys.
Hello, boys.
What's all this then?
Rainy is dead.
Oh, fuck me, dude. No, I don't want to get out of bed.
Get up.
No. No. Yeah, I refuse.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not getting up.
Sunday, fun day.
I do need to buy new shoes today, though. Mine broke yesterday. Guys, I was just walking, and my shoes existed a little too hard, and they just broke, both of them.
First it was one, and then the other one broke.
By the end of the day, the other one had broken in the same place, so time for me to buy new shoes today. Woo!
She was so upset.
They're my favorite shoes. Like, I've had them for years. I love them. I don't think... Like, the reason why I haven't bought another pair of shoes is because, like, I haven't found another pair that looked just like them.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, if you could have a whole wardrobe just filled with those shoes, would you do it?
Yeah, I'd have those shoes in all different colors. Yeah. I'd have them, like, black and red and blue and pink and purple.
Purple.
Mm.
The pastel colors as well.
Oh, yeah.
Love pastels.
But I need them in nude. I have a very specific look. My wardrobe doesn't work unless I have nude shoes. Because all my clothes, it's like a cap. I have a capsule wardrobe, you see. Yeah, so I need to find replacement nude shoes or else my entire wardrobe is broken.
I'm sure you'll find some today. There's so many shoe shops.
Hell yeah. Anyway, hello boys. Hello lads.
Hello lads. How's it going?
I'm here with Shizuko.
Shizu of the co. Get it? Because I'm the co-host.
I'm here with Shizuko Games.
Shizuko does indeed game. She games every day.
Shizu co-host.
Yes.
I'm really hungry.
What do you want to have for breakfast? There's so many different places.
Good question. Something light.
That's a very hard choice.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have any recommendations?
Honestly, it might be one of those situations where we just look around and see what you're peckish.
Greg's!
Greg's in it, Bob!
Way! Greg's.
Does Greg's have anything for breakfast?
Greg's is breakfast.
What?
You know, they got like the bean...
I thought that was lunch.
Sausage and bean slice.
Wait. Okay, guys. Put your hands up if you have Greg's for breakfast. I want to see how many people actually...
Can I do it as well?
Can you?
I'll put my hand
or
up
like
too.
Or like wave or whatever.
Can I wave? I can't wave, damn it.
Most of them probably don't even have Greg's, but...
I don't think any of them do.
Greg's is a lunch thing, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not seeing any UK gang in chat right now, so...
Someone put their thumbs down. Look, they're putting their thumbs down.
Yeah, because they don't know what Greg's is. Look at them.
Oh my god.
Look. Greg's is a breakfast thing. Do you know the amount of people when you go in there in the morning, Greg's is full of like, you know, people who do like, they drive like lorries. It feels filled with like construction workers. It's filled with like truckers. It's filled with like, you know, people who have to get up super early in the morning and they all go there. And they have a sausage and bean pasty and a cup of coffee.
Okay, but to be fair, that makes sense for them because they have like a really long day, so they need something heavy.
Yeah.
They're going to be driving for ages.
Yeah, and then when I've had to get up early before and I needed something for breakfast, I've gone to Greg's.
I don't know.
Greg's is like an all-day thing, I feel.
Cheeky Greg's.
But I do feel like it has a good enough breakfast section. You can even go in there and you can have them cook up like a bacon bap for you. Like, they'll fry the bacon for you there and then put it in a roll for you.
That that does sound nice. I don't know though, like for me, I prefer having McDonald's for breakfast in that case. If I wanted something heavy.
McDonald's breakfast is nasty.
No, it's good.
It's so gross.
The porridge is nice.
Oh no!
The McMuffin is amazing.
McDonald's breakfast is rancid.
I love
the I have standards, okay?
Wow! Okay, we're getting posh over here, guys. Sorry.
I'm not having McDonald's breakfast. It's so gross. I can't be the only one who agrees with this. McDonald's breakfast is actually disgusting.
I mean, to be fair though, UK McDonald's is good compared to other places.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had McDonald's in Dubai once, and actually it was fucking amazing.
Oh,
it was so good. I had like a chicken wrap thing. I don't know what they put in it, but it was good. Best McDonald's I ever had was in Dubai.
Time to go to Dubai. Hell try yeah. McDonald's.
I try, like, when I go to a new country, I feel like going to a McDonald's and seeing trying like their local menu is important. Some people are like, oh, why would you go to McDonald's when you go to a foreign country? Try the local food. You don't understand. McDonald's is local food. This is what the locals eat.
It's literally, like, they have certain things that are exclusive.
Yeah, they have country. Unique menu and stuff. You go to Thailand, they have, like, spicy chicken strips.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, they're so good.
I've heard about, like, the Sakura burger as well. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. I had a teriyaki burger in Japan. Oh my god, it was so good.
Yeah, they didn't we don't have any exclusives. I think the only exclusive we had is like the Smarties McFlurry.
Oh yeah.
We don't have anything.
I can't think. No, I don't think we ever have anything exclusive, do we?
We don't.
I imagine that whatever we have, the Americans will have too.
Yeah. It's like we have the standard McDonald's menu. We don't have anything that's exclusive to the UK, which is actually kind of sad because we do have a lot of things that are UK dishes, but I guess it would just take too long to prepare.
Like what? Shepherd's pie burger?
No, but they could do like shepherd's pie, or they could do
that would be the fucking worst.
Like a Sunday roast thing, you know?
Sunday roast burger, let's go.
That would be so bomb.
Okay, that might actually be good. It's got like gravy sauce,
but it would take way too long to make.
That's the thing. Yeah, you know when they do like the Taste of the USA menu, the summer menu.
Yeah.
Each burger each week is just like a combination of last week's burger, but done differently. Like they might put it in a different bun, or like change how many patties there are in it.
Yeah, they got a certain amount of ingredients that they have to use.
Yeah. Hang on, let me check my Discord. I wonder if anybody said anything in there.
Discord.
Apparently, we're barbaric for going shopping on a Sunday.
Why?
I don't know either.
Why are we barbaric for that? Hang on, what do you do on a Sunday? You're gonna say, "Oh, we stay inside."
Yeah, and every other day of the week too. Fucking neat. You can leave the house, needs good touch grass, Lamel.
Yeah, like we did. We touched some grass yesterday.
I made Shizu eat a tomato yesterday. It was the funniest thing.
Oh my god.
She looked like she was going to die.
It was rancid.
Meanwhile, literally one bite before, she loaded up a Dorito with
salsa.
Spicy tomato salsa, and she was absolutely fine.
I love salsa so much.
But she took one bite of a cherry tomato and her whole world just came crashing down around her.
Listen, raw tomatoes with no like seasoning or anything like that, it's absolutely rancid. I don't want to try that ever again.
It makes no sense.
I don't mind it when it's like mixed into something because then you can't taste it anymore. It doesn't taste like
so
tomato.
Specific. What do you mean salsa doesn't taste like tomato?
It doesn't. It tasted like a little bit spicy, you know,
it's just a spicy tomato dip.
And it tasted good.
Bro. What do you want, Nikos?
He wants meow. To play.
Come here.
Sorry, I got this.
All Aki. Right. How's my little piss baby this morning?
is an attention seeker.
How's my little piss champ?
Don't you think he kind of looks like you?
No.
Look, he's yellow.
Your cat does not look like me. I do not look like your cat. Whoa! Back! Whoa! Holy shit, guys, you couldn't see that, but Shizu's cat just did a backflip trying to get that toy.
It's like a feather on a stick. You know the worst thing about him? He's not interested in the feather, he's interested in the string.
Yeah, right? I was trying to play with him last night. He just lies on the feather and then eats the string. Oh, also, guys, Shizu's cat's kind of a freak. Last night when we came in, I took my shoes off, and the first thing that Aki did was come over and sniff my feet. And then he goes over to Shizu, who's taking her socks off. He waits for her to take her socks off and then, like, gives her feet a real good sniff. And then this morning, I woke up to him sniffing my feet, too. Like, can this cat not?
He loves feet.
Why is this cat sniffering my toes?
He just really likes feet. What can I say?
There's people commenting.
Oh, there we go. Three.
Shizu was wrong. Tomato's a bomb. Hey.
Cheesy? Why cheesy?
Cheesy wrong.
I'm not cheese.
Cheezuko.
I love cheese, but I am not cheese.
Cheems. Oh, yeah. Okay, guys. So last night, we went and we had a picnic under the stars. It was very romantic.
It was.
Bought way too much food.
Oh, yeah. We have, like, a truck.
There's still loads of food left. I'll have to, like, divvy out the food because there's, like, loads of chocolate and stuff left that we didn't eat that you bought. But, yeah, we had a very fancy charcuterie board. It was very nice. Mm. Also had... Actually, that reminds me. I kind of want to keep the wooden box that the charcuterie came in. Yeah. We had, like, the biggest fucking donuts I've ever seen in my entire life. There's still two of them left. They are huge. One of them was carrot cake flavored. Oh.
The carrot cake was so good.
Oh, it was delicious. I've never had a carrot cake flavored donut before, and it was a match made in heaven. Oh, yeah, we watched Top Gun Maverick, so that was pretty pog. It was like an open-air cinema thing. It was really fun.
Yeah, my God. I was kind of lost at first when we were going there. Because, yeah. I don't know, like, we couldn't figure out where the location was for a little bit, couldn't we?
It was signposted, we just couldn't read the signs. Yeah.
It was weird, though, because the signs were saying, go straight, go straight. And then suddenly the next sign just didn't have it on there. And I was like, wait, where do we have to go now?
No, we had to find a different sign to tell us to go right or go left. I don't fucking know.
And it was kind of like at a back alley, which is a bit weird.
Yeah. I'm sure if we kept carried on straight, it would have directed us to, like, the front entrance, but...
Yeah.
I bought, like, listen, I'm really annoyed, guys. So I bought... Like, my favorite lemonade in the world is, like, Fentimans Rose Lemonade. It's really tasty, it's really expensive, and it comes in, like, a beautiful glass bottle. And I was like, hey, if I'm going to have a fancy picnic with a charcuterie board, I'm absolutely going to bring fancy lemonade. I get there, and they're like, sorry, you can't bring in a glass bottle. And I'm like, what?
Randy was immediate. Like...
Excuse me?
Oh my God, this is so expensive.
And yeah.
Like, well, you're going to get it back at the end. And she's like, oh, okay.
I'm like, bitch, I better. And then, like, after the movie, we were approaching the box and she's just like, what do you do if you find out that they've opened it? And I'm like, oh my God, if they, like, opened it and took a swig out of my favorite lemonade, I will lose my mind.
We were just talking about lemonade this morning as well.
Oh, yeah. You tell them.
So, someone tweeted, they're, like, from America. They tweeted, like, oh, my God, the UK and Australia has lemonade that's fizzy? It's carbonated? What?
Because to us in the UK, like, the aid part of the lemonade is the part that makes it carbonated, because we also have orangeade, which is fizzy orange.
And cherryade.
Cherryade is fizzy cherry. Lemonade is fizzy lemon. So it's like, that's just super normal for us.
I don't know how Americans have been surviving on lemonade that is literally just lemon juice.
It's literally just flat lemon juice. Like, huh?
Then what do they call lemon juice?
What do you ask for if you want fizzy lemon, like a sparkling lemon? Do you have to call it sparkling lemonade? Fizzy lemon? I don't know. Lemon soda, probably.
Oh my god, dude. Oh no.
Could I have a lemon soda? Excuse me, I'm ready for bed. Good night.
Wake up, okay? What are you doing?
No.
But no, yeah, like lemon juice being called lemonade is such a weird concept to me. Because now all these videos that I've seen, like the duck going to the lemonade stand and all of that, like they're not drinking lemonade, they're drinking lemon juice.
Sugar, water, lemon is lemonade? What the fuck?
That's just lemon juice.
That's just lemon. That's just sugary lemon juice. Of course you put extra sugar in it. Sasaga America.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you get fucked.
Wow. Orange what? Orangeade.
Orangeade, yeah.
Cherry, I really like cherryade.
Me too. Oh man, I haven't had cherryade in forever.
Cherryade is so good.
When was the last time I had like cherry anything?
Cherry on top.
My favorite dessert as a kid was hot cherry pie with vanilla ice cream.
Very specific.
Oh, well, they did it in school sometimes, and it was my favorite dessert.
I don't think I've ever had a fruit pie.
Oh, bro.
And I've never had, like, no, I've had sour pies, but I've just never had a sweet one.
Oh, like savory ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Bro, you need cherry pie. Apple pie is so good, too.
Apple pie I've been tempted to try, but I just never did.
Oh, man. You've had crumble, though, right?
Apple crumble?
Yeah. It's basically just that, except instead of a crumbly pastry, it's like a flat pastry.
How is apple crumble made?
Like, the filling is the same, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you cook down fruit with sugar, and then you put, like, crumble mix on top, and then you bake it.
And I always like how crispy crumble is. Sorry guys, we keep talking about food, it's because I'm hungry.
We're really hungry. Whoa.
I have like two stomachs at the moment. One is like dedicated to meals and the other one's for snacks and stuff.
Oh, I couldn't believe it last night. Even after like all the food we ate, Shizu, like after the movie finished, Shizu was like, I really want a burger, or I really want pizza. I'm like, I looked at her like she was mad. I was like, how could you possibly eat anything else? I was absolutely stuffed. I bought a lot of food with me because I didn't realize, you know, I haven't been on a picnic in a while. I didn't know how much we were going to need.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, you know, when you see people walking around with glizzies, you're just like,
stop calling them glizzies. You're such a zoomer.
What's wrong with glizzy?
You're making me feel old. Just call them hot dogs.
But it's a glizzy.
No, it's not.
It flows off the tongue better.
It's a hot dog.
It's a glizzy.
I hate that you just casually use glizzy in conversations now.
I wouldn't even be surprised if I end up ordering a hot dog from like a chain restaurant or something and I accidentally say, can I have a glizzy?
Can I have a glizzy? Oh my god. Bro, I can't. This fucking Zuma.
It's a glizzy.
No, it's not, dog dog. I was telling Shizu that she needs to get a bunk bed so that when I come over, I can, like, have the bottom bunk, but,
Yeah, because I'm a top.
Okay, I'll have the top bunk. But instead, she just has a double bed, which means, guys,
I don't know what she's saying.
What are people saying?
They're saying that you're cringe. They want to know.
Yeah.
They want to know what your wrist tastes like.
What the fuck? Huh? My wrist.
Your wrist.
It tastes like a wrist. I don't fucking know.
What does a wrist taste like?
Skin? I don't know. Have you, like, lick your own wrist? Why would I lick my... Huh? I don't get it. I don't get it.
Your wrist tastes like all my aspirations and dreams mixed into one body part. I now can achieve incredible things thanks to tasting Rainy's wrist.
Shizu, can you give it a quick lick? What, my wrist or her own wrist? I don't...
Oh my god, it's... Hello, Tubbit!
Tubbit, why are you like... Tubbit! Why are you like this, Tubbit?
Hello, Lex!
Lex!
Lex, we were just talking about your dog edit yesterday.
We love... The angry chihuahua edits that you do with us.
Hang on, I don't think mine is an angry chihuahua.
What's yours?
I can't remember, but it's not an angry face.
I think we're all angry chihuahuas. Hang on, I'm going to find it.
Mine is not an angry face, because I'm not angry, right guys? Right guys? I'm like really calm and collected.
Listen.
And like, oh my god, I'm like such a pleasing streamer to listen
to. We're VTubers, we all have little dog syndrome.
I got the dog in me.
Got the dog in you. You are an angry chihuahua, look!
You see? Oh my god.
See, we're all angry chihuahuas.
Okay, but to be fair, like, mine is less angry.
Are you fucking... Look at that face. Yours is the most angry. Yours is like ready to kill. Shira's almost looks happy.
Shira's looks happy,
and then I'm just like, I don't know what that is.
You look happy.
But you.
Okay, I am the angry one. Never mind.
You are the angry chihuahua. Meow, says the nickel.
Meow. He's just hyper. Oh my god, so many people. Hello.
Hello, friends. Did you retweet the space?
Oh my god, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Fucking unacceptable.
Okay, to be fair, I posted it in my server. So...
Retweet it, loser.
I retweeted it, loser. Car and tomato panda. Wait, who's car? Who's car?
Isn't that you because you do racing games?
Wait, so why am I car and tomato?
And panda. Car and tomato panda, my favorite. Man, I love the car and tomato panda.
Car and tomato panda. I'll pull up in my Nissan GTR next time. Sorry, guys.
Hell yeah. I would not trust you to drive anywhere. Sorry.
Huh? Says you.
I've seen you drive.
No, you have not, okay?
I've seen you drive in video games.
Do you know that I have? Oh my god, I should have bought it out. I drove a Ferrari.
You fucking what?
I drove a Ferrari when I was like 15.
Oh, for all those test drive things.
Yeah, oh, I got a certificate.
Aw, that's cute. That's adorable that they let you do that as a little baby.
Yeah, I put my foot down and the guy next to me was so scared.
I would be too. Is it one of those, you know, like the toy plastic cars that you get for kids you have to put your feet through and like run?
No!
Like the Flintstones?
I know what you're talking about. No, it was not.
Do you know what the Flintstones is, you fucking zoomer?
I know what it is. Flintstones.
Oh my god, she knows. Thank god.
We're a happy little family.
Oh my god, she knows. Thank god. Holy sh! Jesus Christ.
I didn't expect it to fall on me.
Oh my god! Your cat is nuts.
I'm telling you, Aki is basically me. He is me.
Can you do a backflip? Oh my god!
He's crazy, right?
He
now.
Is crazy. No, he's panting like a dog!
Yep, this is Aki.
Are you sure you got a cat? Because I'm pretty sure that's a dog.
My friend who owns a dog said the same thing. It might be a dog.
I don't know what it is with Shih Tzu's cats, but they're extremely, like, dog-like. You can literally do anything with them and they won't even, like, think about biting you or scratching you like a cat would.
Yeah, that's their breed, ragdolls. They're supposed to be dog-like.
Ragdoll because you pick them up and they just fucking flop in your arm.
Like, to be fair, Yuki doesn't do that, but Aki does.
Oh yeah, Yuki's like, arm outstretched, get your face away from me. But Yuki is like, you could literally do anything to these cats and they would not care. They are the most no-care cats I've ever met. These cats give me a false sense of confidence with other cats. Because Shih Tzu's cats, like, they let me pick them up and throw them around, so I'm going to try it with this cat, and then I end up with, like, claw marks across my face.
You hear the low growling, all of that kind of stuff. Oh, no.
You could quite happily touch Yuki and Aki's tums, but if you try to touch another cat's tum, he'll get you.
Yep, that's true. That is true.
Do not touch the tum.
Oh, God. Man, I want cherry aid now.
Get some for breakfast.
No!
Have a glizzy and cherry aid for breakfast, you insufferable Zoomer.
What is wrong with the word glizzy? Glizzy just, is base.
What was it even like? Who even invented the word glizzy?
I said to Rainy that I would call her a glizzy gladiator.
That sounds so sus.
What do you mean? It just means that you defeated Glizzy.
Glizzy Gladiator sounds like something else.
Alright, well, be glad I didn't call you a Glizzy Gobbler.
Oh, Aki's found a ghost. He's staring at a ghost in the wall.
Yeah, it just means that he's really, really hyper.
Are you hyper? Whoa! I love his colouring. He's so pretty.
He's you.
Your cats are so photogenic. That's it. You groom those feathers.
What?
Weirdest thing. Like, he's just licking them.
Okay.
Oh, also Aki likes to lick my legs as well, so that's all good.
Yeah, he likes legs and feet.
He's really weird.
He's a freak.
He's a freak like you guys.
Not everyone's gonna be jealous of Aki.
Damn it! Should have been me.
Not him.
Should have been me.
It's not there. Oh, God.
What else are people saying?
What do they want to say? See? What are you laughing at? I'm scared.
Okay, here we go. According to Daily Rap Facts, the term glizzy originated in America back in 2016 and is local slang for a gun. But along with it being an alternate name for guns, people in the DC area have long used the phrase as another title for hot dogs. Oh.
Long used? That means it's a really long time.
Well, yeah, 2016 is fucking ages ago now.
Okay.
Anything pre-COVID is ages away.
Oh my god, that tomato car is amazing.
Drive the car.
Oh, I thought you said that you wouldn't trust me driving.
I'll trust you driving the tomato car.
Why only the tomato car?
I'll let you drive the tomato car.
Oh my god. Can I mod it out? Give it spoilers? And you know.
Yeah, you can mod your tomato car.
Tinted windows.
Flames up the side, give it a wrap.
Chromatic black.
Oh my god. Man, Aki's really licking those feathers.
2016 is 7 years ago, Rainy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Forever. I was a different person in 2016.
In seven?
I was a different person in 7 years ago. So I was like trying to merge the two things.
I was also a different person. What was I doing back in 2016? I was worrying about exams.
You probably just came out the womb.
Okay. Fair.
She came out the womb.
I was conceived on that day 7 years ago.
Shizuko is 7 years old, confirmed.
My immersion.
I mean, no, not my immersion, because everybody knows that you're a brat.
I'm not a brat.
Oh yeah, because we were watching Top Gun, we were asking like what our call signs were, and what did you say mine was?
Wait, we gotta explain first what call signs are for people who
don't. Everybody knows Top Gun.
Not everyone knows Top Gun.
Everybody knows Top Gun.
That's not true.
Whatever, they have call signs for each other. That's all you need to know in Top Gun. Yeah,
it's like they have nicknames for each other, basically, because it's easier to communicate by just calling each other by their nicknames. So, like, one of them was called Phoenix. Another one was just called Bob. And then there was someone called Maverick. There was someone called... Who was the other one?
There was Coyote. There was Payback. There was Hangman.
Yeah, there was loads of different things. So... I was asking Rainey if she had a call sign, like, what would it be?
Can't remember what you said to me.
I think we ended up with Cat, didn't we?
No, one of them was Cat Lady, because I was trying to figure out yours, yeah. Yours was either going to be Brat or Cat Lady.
Can't remember what yours was.
What was mine? Probably Boomer.
Rainy Boomer.
Boomer's a good call sign. I don't know.
Mine would definitely not be Brat.
Call signs are like VTuber names, but for pilots.
Rainy would be Baka Neko True.
What the fuck?
Rainy ENVT.
Oh my god.
That is way too long. By the time I say her name, we're already dead.
Rainy underscore ENVT. Curse you, Rainy underscore ENVT. Oh, last night, Shizu took over my Discord server, and I don't think I've gotten it back yet. I think they're still...
No, I called a truce.
Oh, well, no, wait, they changed the channel icon to a panda, so... No, it's still your server.
Oh my god, they did!
Your server is... My server has become your server.
Let's take over right now.
Again?
No, let's not do that.
We should definitely have a Sea of Thieves collab with your fans and my fans.
Someone suggested it in Rainy's server yesterday, and I was just like, you know what, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Because I love pirates so much.
Hell like, yeah.
You guys don't understand. I love pirates.
I only played a little bit of Sea of Thieves, so...
Me too. I haven't played much, but it seems really, really fun.
It's really fun. So yeah, we're gonna have me and Shizu and our, like, Discord servers versus each other.
The one thing they said was Rainy's Discord server was saying that you do know that we're just going to change over to Shizu's side. And I said, yeah, but my audience will change over to Rainy's side anyway, because of Rainy.
So we just end up swapping audiences.
Yeah. The first charge will be them switching sides.
Yeah, and then the second charge will be them fighting.
I forgot it exists. Sea of Thieves is amazing. Yeah. I just never had anyone to play it with.
Right, yeah.
The other thing as well is that if you're too far from each other, then there's loads of server issues and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've tried to collab it before with someone from America and Australia, and it's
not. Oh, man. Well, it would work for us because we're both UK.
Unfortunately,
we're both UK.
Yeah.
Can't believe we got predicted so easily. So easy. Oh, hang on. Oh my god.
Don't break things.
I'm breaking things!
Stop breaking! Don't break!
Breaking things.
Don't break.
What is this? Car and Tomato Panda.
I love cars.
Also, last night while I was waiting for Shizu to show up at the place, she sent me an unsolicited thigh pic.
I can explain.
I can explain.
I was sitting on the train. I was in the... Oh my god, there's a whole story about this, but I won't dive into it now. But I was sitting on the train with my backpack on my leg, and it left an impression of the backpack design on my leg, so I sent a picture to Rainy.
It looked like an arrow was pointing up your shorts.
It looked so bad.
It looked really sus.
It looked really, really bad. It genuinely looked like an arrow was pointing up my shorts.
She just sends me this pic in the fucking group chat.
I can explain, okay? I was wearing cute overalls, right? Cute.
Bro, she's a real spice ball. She real spicy, you know. What's that for saying?
They posted your thighs.
What? Put those away.
Hot dog? Why?
Those aren't my thighs.
Are they not?
No.
Oh, that's Machi's thighs.
I don't know whose thighs they are.
No?
They ain't mine.
Why are they cut like that?
Why are they red?
Why are they red? What's going on?
Huh? Oh, they are Muchi's thighs.
No, Muchi said no.
Muchi said, want a pic of my thighs, and then posted the thighs.
Muchi said no. They're mine. Okay.
Yeah, they are Muchi's. Muchi, you got nice thighs. What the fuck? Damn.
She's cosplaying a hot dog. Legs!
Cosplaying as a glizzy.
Not gonna lie, that would be a banger cosplay. Think about it. You can cosplay as the Glizzy from VR Chat.
Yo! What the fuck, Mochi? Damn! Holy shit.
That looks like a comfortable hoodie.
That does.
That should not be what I'm looking at.
Bro's got nice legs.
Yeah, they're very nice.
You could become an ego with legs like that. It will.
Ignore my voice dying.
I'm a guy, by the way, Shizu. Oh, yeah. Muchikitsune is a guy.
Jacob, I don't like this.
Mochi, when are you starting your fanboy arc? Oh. Transform into fanboy ego. Get the guys on the Discord server to buy you Nitro.
Oh my god. Have you seen that copy pasta? My mods post it all the time.
What?
It's like their prices for doing stuff on Discord together. And it's like a whole...
Oh yeah. I remember that meme.
Yeah, they post it like all the time, their ego prices.
Ego prices.
I'm trying to remember what it... There was such a long list.
Well, Chikizune, what's your ego prices?
Oh, I know that meme, Jacob.
Oh, yeah, I keep seeing that on YouTube.
I just want to get high. Da, da, da.
It's like... Logging on Discord with the guys.
Legs, where is that emote from?
Oh my god, Legs, that's such a good emote. What the fuck?
What the hell?
It's not on your server. Legs, upload it to Shizu's server so that I can use it.
Legs, explain.
Upload it to the server immediately.
I don't think you can. Wait, do you have permission?
Get one of the mods to upload it immediately.
Let me see if Legs has permission. I think Legs has permission.
Hang on, can I steal it? I think I can steal it. I have like a steal command, I think.
You have a steal command?
I think.
Wait,
so,
what,
yeah.
What is the context of having that?
I don't know. I think it came with like one of the bots that I have.
Server settings.
How do we steal? I don't know how to use my Discord server.
You boomer.
Like, I know there's a way that you can steal emotes. I want that.
Rolls. Here we go. Right. Where's Lex?
Yeah. Tech did it. Okay, I have it on my server now. Thank you. Thanks, Tech. Check the Discord.
Lex, wait. I'm going to give you... I don't know what to give you. I can't give you mod because he doesn't want mod.
He can't. He knows he can't trust himself.
Oh my god, you can transfer ownership of the server now?
Can you?
I could literally make Lex the owner of the server.
He doesn't want to be mod, he wants to own the server.
Look, transfer ownership.
Do it, it'd be funny.
I didn't know you could do that.
No, I didn't know either.
Memes husband, right, I'll put it on memes husband. I'll put the permission on memes husband.
Shizu Lick is my new favorite emo. Oh my god, I'm gonna use this all the time.
Wait, how many? Okay.
You always could do that? Oh, okay.
Permissions.
Lex getting promoted fast.
Allows members to add custom emoji stickers and sounds on the server. There you go.
Oh, so there you go.
Now you can do that.
Now I can have the emo on my server and also Shizu's server. This is great. I just have a Shizu emote on my server now. I'm okay with this. Shizu lick. Like, the more you look at it, the more you can hear it.
I mean, to be honest, I make a lot of tongue noises anyway.
Hey, yo! What the fuck? Yo! She makes a lot of tongue noises, bro. Bro, did you hear that? Did you hear that? She said she makes a lot of tongue noises. That's pretty freaky, right? Huh?
You guys hear that?
You hear that? She says she makes a lot of tongue noise. Blah, blah, blah.
What is she saying? What is she saying? I have no idea.
What is going on?
Lex, oh my god.
What is that emote?
Rainy being British boomer. Damn, they didn't just call you boomer, they called you British.
That's uncalled for. How dare you?
That was a low blow. What'd that tongue do? Hey, yo!
How are you so good at that?
I don't know.
Bruh.
I mess with my tongue a lot. That sounds really
good. Hey, yo! That's not oh my god, look at the Discord.
No!
I'm gonna pin that.
No!
I'm gonna pin it. Boop. Pin. Done. Thanks, Tech.
Well, it is what it is.
Now we have Shizu licking a tomato.
I don't know why, but I have this. Lex edited a video for me a while ago, and I just have this saying just stuck in my head that I said in that video.
What did you say?
It was just Apex Legends. But I was like, Apex Legends!
Apex!
Legends!
I haven't played Apex in forever.
I play every single day.
I had to uninstall it because I ran out of space on my PC, but now
that was your priority?
Yeah. But now I have a new hard drive so I can reinstall it again. Now I have so many hard drives on my PC, it's actually hilarious.
I need to get a backup hard drive.
Do you only have the one?
I think I have two, but they're for different things.
I have four now.
What are you doing with that much?
Listen, I have a lot of stuff, okay?
Yeah, I bet one of them's a homework folder.
I'm a digital hoarder.
That's not good. That is not good. Is your desktop a mess?
No, it's clean.
Okay.
I keep my desktop clean and my downloads folder is disgusting. I just keep everything that I download. It's because, like, I do a lot of art and, like, those files take a lot of space. Yeah. I do a lot of 3D stuff, so those files take a lot of space.
Yeah. I do like a lot of videos now, so yeah. That's why I'm thinking of getting another one.
Yeah, any videos that I've edited take up loads of space, any games as well.
Imagine editing videos.
Couldn't be me.
Could not be me. Imagine unironically using Adobe software.
Every time I go on Discord, it says Shizu is currently playing Adobe Premiere. Shizu is currently playing Adobe Premiere. She literally does nothing else except play Adobe Premiere.
Not true. I play Apex Legends.
Well, Discord only says Adobe Premiere for the rest of your life.
Not true.
It does.
I play Apex. I play Call of Duty.
I bet you play Adobe Premiere more than you play Apex.
Probably. If Adobe Premiere Pro had a playtime, it's probably more than VTube Studio.
I wonder if you could see.
I don't think so.
Do you have it, like, set up with Steam? So, like...
No.
Oh, you don't. Okay. There's probably a way that you can see it.
Adobe!
Adobe!
Adobe getting those glizzies.
Adobe. My feet still hurt from yesterday. I don't know how I'm going to walk today.
You walk in your new shoes.
This is true. Yeah, but I've got to walk to find those new shoes first.
That is true.
And I'm very picky about them because I'm really attached to those shoes.
Yeah, but you can sit down for ages. That's the benefits of going shoe shopping. You can just sit down and like try on every shoe ever.
This is true. I might still go home and try and repair those other shoes though.
Oh my god.
I'm going to buy a new pair. And then also repair my old pair because I don't want to say goodbye to them.
Rainy arts and crafts repairing stream.
Look, I'm the kind of person who doesn't like to buy new shoes very often. I'm very attached to my shoes. I keep them for as long as I can.
I'm the same.
And so, like, if they break, then I would rather try and fix them than buy new ones.
I can fix her.
But I can't be walking home with broken-ass shoes, so I have to... buy some shoes in order to get home. Oh my god. Okay, this lick emote is too powerful. My favorite is when you see someone online that says playing CS Paint. Yeah. Clip Studio Paint. Because it cuts off paint. It's just, Clip Studio Paint.
Oh look, someone's playing Modern Warfare 2. See? Base. Oh, Modern Warfare 3 is coming out.
I don't know what that is.
It's an FPS game.
Okay, fuck that.
What's wrong with that?
Fuck FPS.
I love FPS, dude.
I hate it. My aim is bad.
I was a toxic 13-year-old on the voice chat. No, I'm joking. I never used voice call.
She's joking. She's a toxic 7-year-old on the voice chat.
I never used voice chat because there were some weird people, but...
Get back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
They never even used to say that. It's just, you know.
Stupid bitch. Stop talking. The boys are talking. I could never. Voice chat just makes me viscerally angry.
I listen to them and it's chaos. Like, one person, if you don't know this, but in Modern Warfare 2, back in the day, because they made remakes now, but the original ones, if you look at an image of the lobby, it just recurs your memories of what the lobby sounded like.
Screaming?
Yeah, so one kid would be screaming, another person would be talking in an entirely different language, and you have no idea what he's saying. There's someone speaking Russian, and they're trying to talk to you in Russian, but obviously you cannot understand. Then there's someone... singing really badly over a song that you can also hear. It's like, and the timing is always off as well. Oh
god.
And that's all happening in one voice thing.
I just have, any game that has voice chat, is the first thing I do is mute the voice chat. I can't be dealing with that.
Yeah, I never used to do that in Modern Warfare 2 because it was just so out of the way to do it, but then I started to do it after a while, but it was so funny to just hear all of that. I wouldn't be surprised if that's why I have attention problems.
Surprise, surprise. The VTuber has attention problems. What a shocker.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oof. What time is it?
Why do I aim like I have no arms?
What? When did I say that? Don't quote me on shit that I never said. Why do I aim like I have no arms? That's so mean.
Does that actually happen to you where you say something and the chat quotes you and you're like, wait, did I say that?
Right. Do you like black out when you're streaming and then you can't, like, you forget everything you say?
Yes.
Yes, it's not just me.
Oh my god, I thought it was just me.
Not just me, no.
She's just like me, for real, for real.
Like, this is why I don't make promises on streams anymore, because I will forget what I've promised to. And then, like, I come to after the stream and they're like, remember you promised this? And I'm like, nah, you're bullshitting me.
I hate it the most when they quote something and it sounds so out of pocket. And I'm just like, no, I didn't say that. And then they get the exact clip.
Yeah, they like clip you and you're just like, you know, absent-mindedly driving along and you say some bullshit.
They could probably quote me on something I've never said before and I would believe them.
Give us a true stream, you scammer. No, get scammed. I'm Rainy promised us feet pics. I most certainly did not. You promised us a Jew stream. Relevant. No, not voice, but no! Don't tell them that they can do stuff to me. Kia.
They can do stuff to you?
Kia.
Ayo.
By the way, guys, did you know that I'm partnered with VoiceMod? You can use code RainyVM to get 5% off VoiceMod Pro. Try it today free, and then if you like it, consider getting VoiceMod Pro. Go to voicemod.net. And get it now. It's try it now. It, I'm pretty sure it's .net.
Wait, that doesn't sound confident.
Give me a sec. I'm going to Google it. I'm pretty sure it's .net. I'm pretty sure I'm correct. I'm pretty sure I know how to do a fucking ad read, okay?
You weren't reading anything.
Haha! I was correct. Voicemod.net. Get fucked. Getfuck.net.
What?
Meow! Can you hear Shizu's cats?
I don't think they can.
Can you hear Shizu's cats? They're very loud. Meowing extremely loud. If we don't get that chew stream, I'll write a twit longer. Do it, pussy! It's not even called a twit long anymore. It's an X longer, which sounds even worse.
Did Aki eat Rainy's hair again? No, it's just hyper.
No, yeah. No, Yuki's the one that eats my hair. Aki eats my toes. So I was saying to Shizu last night, if I wake up with no hair and no toes, it's because of her cats.
To be fair, Yuki was nowhere near us.
No, he didn't eat my hair last night.
Told you. He stopped doing it.
He eats my hair, like, when I'm alone.
Look at Aki, his butt is on the shelf.
What are you doing, cat? Oh
yeah, sorry, not Twitter. X.
Yeah, X. Eggs.
It sounds so lame.
It does sound lame, it doesn't have a good ring to it.
Why is it not called Z?
XYZ.
Z would have been better.
Eggs.
Because then everyone would fight over whether it's called Z or Z.
Oh, yeah, let's start a war over that.
What, right now?
Not right now, but like...
I call it Z.
What the fuck? Why?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
No! W, X, Y, and Z.
Are you American?
Because it rhymes.
You're American.
T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. It rhymes.
Fake Brit, yeah, call her out. Call
no,
her out.
I like it when it rhymes. It's I roll off the tongue better.
Zed.
Listen, you're the one who says glizzy because you like the way it rolls off your tongue. Give me Z.
Glizzy.
Glizzy.
The F is a Z. It's a League of Legends character. He is like a ninja inspired samurai. Not samurai. You know, stealth assassin character. And you know he's really strong, and people hate Zed mains. Yeah,
I have no idea what she's talking about, by the way. So, you could literally be saying any bullshit, and I would believe you.
Zed is a League of Legends character.
I don't know anything about League of Legends. All I know about League of Legends is that I got banned because my internet was bad. Like I wanted to play it because everyone else was playing. This was many years ago. Meant like long before I became a YouTuber, I wanted to play it, and like my internet was bad, so it kept cutting out mid game, and like the system thought that I was like leaving on purpose, and so they banned my account.
Your internet was doing you a favor. Be thankful for that glorious day.
I'm a toxic League of Legends player, and I got banned, Lamal. Oh, look at Yuki. So eepy. Oh, don't bully him. So eepin.
Oh no, I'm drifting away from Captain Shizu's camp.
What?
It's because of League. I don't play League. I mean, sometimes I play it, but I haven't played it in a very long time now.
Do you play Valorant?
See, I've been told to play Valorant because I love FPS and stuff, and people keep telling me to play it, but it's not the same. You don't understand. It's exactly like CSGO, and I don't have experience with CSGO at all. And just for those of you that don't understand, like Rainy, what CSGO is, it's basically a very strategic FPS where positioning plays an important role, and the way you shoot and everything is different to standard FPS. So, for example, you know, in Apex, right? You can run around, and it doesn't really matter if you've got cover or not. And, you know, you can do 1v1s, things like that. But with Valorant and CSGO, you have cover plays such an important role. And you can get damaged very easily. There's no shields or anything like that. And there's no way to recover health. So, if you get damaged, that damage is permanent.
Ah.
So, you have to be very, very careful about the way you play.
Ooh.
And with Valorant specifically, I don't know if this is true with CSGO, but you can't shoot and move at the same time. You have to stand still.
Oh, that's a bit shit.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I mean, you can shoot and run, but it's like it makes the aim really wacky. You can't
Okay, right. Yeah, I like all my friends play it, and I'm just like, I can't be bothered to learn another FPS.
Shizu, right now, shut up. No, yeah, I'm fine with killing people in Valorant, but it's just learning the positionings and stuff. You basically have to watch YouTube tutorials for it. And I can't. I've got too much on my plate to learn a whole new game.
Yeah. Not enough hours in the day to learn all these FPS games.
Yep.
Bruh. Whoa! Get it, Yuki. Oh my god. Yeah, nice one. You got it.
You have to memorize the maps and each character specific.
Oh, look, now he's going to take it away with him. Bye.
I'm fine with killing people in Valorant.
In Valorant? In Valorant? In Minecraft? In Minecraft?
Yeah, I love murdering people in-game.
In Minecraft. In Valorant.
Mass murder is my favorite thing to do in-game.
In Valorant. In Minecraft. In Apex. In CSGO. Oh, there's a game I was thinking I wanted to try with you.
Oh.
It's like a cute little farming sim, kind of like Animal Crossing game. I think it's come out on the 8th, I think. I'll send it to you later. What? What the fuck? Aki just sat on Yuki's head. What the fuck? Oh my god, I watched that happen in slow motion. That was hilarious.
Guys, the way he did it. Oh my god.
He just like deliberately plonked his ass right down on Yuki's face. That is the funniest thing.
What happened was, Aki was on the kitchen counter, and then he noticed Yuki's lying on the floor, so he jumped to fight Yuki. So they started having this little mini fighting session. And Aki's like, you know what? Screw you. Turns around, fully 180s, plops his ass on Yuki's face, and then stands back up and carries on fighting him.
He for real actually just teabagged someone IRL. That's so funny.
I can't believe
I have never seen anybody get teabagged in real life, and the first time I see it is your cat doing it to your other cat.
I've only seen him do it once before, but it was not as deliberate.
Oh my god, your cat is a toxic gamer. That's the funniest shit.
Aki, why did you sit on his face?
Yuki got teabagged.
Oh my god, no wonder Yuki hates him.
Oh, look at it. Look at his face. He's looking at you like, did you see that shit? Man, I wish I was recording for that. That would have been perfect.
I wonder, why is he going to do that? Is that like a thing cats do? Is that normal? Or is Aki just really salty?
I think Aki's just salty. Aww. Guys, Yuki is licking Shizu's wrist right now. If you want to know what Shizu's wrist tastes like, ask Yuki. Your cats are such, like, teddy bears. Look! Oh my god!
They're so fluffy.
They are so... Oh, oh. There you go, buddy. Come here. Oh my god, you're so cute. You're adorable.
He looks a lot bigger from the last time you saw him, right?
He's a lot fluffier, that's for sure. He's extremely fluffy.
It's getting to winter season, so...
When he tries to groom himself, his hair is so long, he has to, like, tilt his head all the way back to comb through it. He's like... Who's this Miku that keeps staring at me?
I'm singing Miku, Miku, ooh, yeah.
Oh, Miku pillows.
Yeah.
Aw, cute. Shizu just has, like, boxes of Miku stuff. Like, I want to steal all of it.
You could take something if you want.
I might. Hello, Neko.
He's going to jump up there.
Are you going to jump up there? You want to do, you want to sit on the Miku? What is it? It's Miku. Aki loves Hatsune Miku. You love Miku.
If I got him like a leak plushie, he would play with that.
Yeah! They had leak plushies at AnimeCon, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah, they did.
He's like, how do I get up there?
Do you love Hatsune Miku? His eyes are like black. They are so dilated.
Yeah, he's really hyper.
You are really, you're doing the airplane ears and everything, aren't you? Boop. Boop you on your snoot. What the fuck? Did you just try to eat my finger? What the fuck? Why are you like this? You are such a weird cat. I'm gonna scratch your butt. Get butt scratched. Lamau. Got him. What you doing? Hmm? What's this? What is it? What is it? Oh! 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 He loves Mika! Let's go! He just stood on his back legs and gave Miku a lick. Did you lick Miku? Did you give Miku a kiss? You simp. Whoa! Okay, he made it up there. Meow! 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 Can you guys hear Shizu's cats?
Yeah, I can hear my cat right now.
Not you. Damn. Is Yuki by any chance a ragdoll? Yeah.
They're both ragdolls.
Yuki and Aki are ragdolls.
Yuki is a lilac pointed ragdoll, which means
grey.
He's got a grey colour. And then Aki is a red point.
What are you doing to Miku?
But Aki's a bit weird. Like, they said he's a red point, But I think he might be a tabby point because he's got like the stripes on his forehead.
Oh.
Which obviously you couldn't see when he was younger.
He does have like orange colouring to him.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And then he's got like the, they call it flame point as well. He's got like the colour on his back as well, which normally doesn't happen with a pointed one.
Oh.
So he's a bit different.
He's a bit special.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely a bit special, if you know what I mean.
What's he doing to Miku? Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Oh my god, you have a Sega Project Diva Arcade Future Tone box.
Fire type? Yeah, they call it flame.
Yeah, it's pretty fire cool. Type. Are you a fire type? Are you? Are you fire type Pokemon?
Okay, so I googled why cats sit on each other's faces. And one thing they said is sorting out the pecking order, which I don't think that's what Aki's trying to do.
Is Aki the dominant one out of the two cats?
They are. He's definitely the dominant one. Like, he's going to be bigger than he is right now as well.
Mm.
Right now, it doesn't look like it, but he's the same size as Yuki.
What the fuck? He looks so much smaller than him.
And he's gonna grow way taller as well. And bigger. He's still growing. Oh.
Miku fell. Miku! Oh my god, so cute. Kimono Miku. Adorable. Hello? I'm gonna chuck this back up there. You're not gonna like it.
I should measure them again, actually, to see. Has he gone?
He jumped off.
Oh. Aki hates the sound of bags. That's why he's.
Oh, right.
He's such a scary cat. Right, watch this.
Okay.
Stay down. Down, down, down. Down. Hopefully down. Okay. Now. Okay. Now look at this. Stretch your legs out.
He does not want to.
Stretch your legs out.
Okay, I guess they are kind of the same size.
Yeah.
Yuki's so much fluffier, though. So weird.
Aki is longer now. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, when I got Aki, they said that he would be a really tall boy.
A tall boy.
Because he's got really big
Can you, bottom. Like, hold him so see how long he is? It's very long. Guys, you should have seen it. He did, like, you know, the meme where you hold the cat under the armpits and you see how long they can dangle? Oh my god, it was the funniest.
Have you seen those memes where they do this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Come here, kitty. Getting bullied.
But yeah, they did say it's going to be... Because basically, Yuki was the runt of his litter. So he was, like...
Yuki is.
Yeah. He was a small kitten out of the whole litter, and there was always a kitten that was above him.
Oh.
So he was never able to be a lap cat and stuff, but now he can be.
Yeah.
He's alone. But now Aki's here, who was the biggest one of his pack. And he was a very vocal one as well.
Oh. So
now it's kind of like Yuki's been put back in his place.
You mean this meme? Fuck you guys! Have a look on Discord.
I mean, Yuki still gets those leg things because Aki doesn't like to be a lap cat at all. That is a beautiful meme. Who's holding her?
Yeah, who is that holding me? Get fucked. No, you get fucked. No, you. Uno reverse. No, you.
Wait, any plastic packaging? Oh, and Yuki does that. Yuki had this weird phase when he was a kitten where he would try to chew carrier bags.
Okay.
And Aki's still in that phase of trying to eat everything.
Yeah. Toes. Legs. Hatsune Miku. Feathers.
Not feathers. String.
String.
thing.
Yuki has a thing for feathers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yuki, you enjoying the view?
I should not bring Yuki to Terry's house.
Or would Yuki eat her birds?
Probably.
Oh my god.
He loves feathers a lot. I've had multiple... I had, like, mice with the feather tails.
Oh, yeah.
And he ate every single feather. Like, there's no feathers left on those.
Oh my god, yeah. Terry's birds would be bald.
Let me see if I can find one, actually. I don't know if I have them anymore.
Yuki! Oh, he's very interested in the toys that you're playing around with.
No, I don't think I have any. But it was so funny. Anyway, I think we should get some breakfast.
Good idea.
Before it gets too crowded.
Breakfast and shopping we got to do, boys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for arriving.
I'm arriving. We're going to go shopping now. Meow. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take over the server.
Take over the server. Bye-bye. Bye, guys. And point.